Country Pop FM.
Oh, an unhappy crowd here on today's Almanac. I don't know what we did. Not sure. 8:49. It is Bob Almanac. Almanac quiz at the end of the Almanac, end of the segment. And we're giving away tickets, Pine City Rodeo. It's a four-pack, too. It's a four-pack. A family four-pack. If you have four in your family, that's perfect. If you have five, you're going to have to draw straws or just take the one that's Meg from Family Guy. She wouldn't get to go.
No.
Pines, they take the dog before they would take her, I guess. And that's sad.
Yeah, it is.
And this is also foreshadowing for something that you might hear on today's Bob Almanac. But Pine City Rodeo Sunday, listen here, quiz forthcoming. Let's see, the stats for today. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 226th day of the year, 139 left to go. 1896, the big Yukon gold rush began. Gold was discovered in Yukon territory.
Gold in them dar hills.
And it took just 1 year. Within the next year, more than 30,000 people rushed to the area to look for gold. It wasn't an area that was easy to get to either.
No.
It's not like there was the Alaska Highway or paved roads.
Packed mules.
In 1896. And, yeah, but of course, when gold was available or even possible, people were inspired. Mm-hmm. They were motivated to get there. 1935 in the news.
This Social Security measure gives at least some protection to 30 millions of our citizens who will reap direct benefits through unemployment compensation, through old age pensions, and through increased services for the protection of children and the prevention of ill health.
1935, the Great Depression was going on, and people needed help, and the Social Security Act was signed into law by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. How's your old age pensions sitting up here, Neil?
Non-existent, thank you.
Okay. You're not even old age yet, though, so you're okay.
We'll get an argument.
It's all
there.
Relative, Neil. It's all relative. So that was in 35. Then in 45, we heard from FDR's successor.
I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State on August 11th. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan.
Unconditional surrender. This date, 1945.
Thankfully.
World War II was done. Oof. We'd already claimed victory in Europe, and now World War II
A lot of
done.
People perished.
Certainly. That was in 45. 1953.
Watch Jimmy curve the ball. Johnny's learned, too. So pitch and bat like a big leaguer with the original Wiffle ball and bat. Get Wiffle paddywhackers, too.
Wiffle had a tallywhacker?
Paddywhackers.
Oh, paddywhacker.
Yeah. I love
those. Those are the flat
ball.
Ones. The paddywhackers are the flat ones.
Yes.
They more look more like a paddle.
Right.
Thus the paddywhacker title and name and insignia there.
You and your brothers had to do some serious Wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah. And we would build Wiffle ball ballparks.
Right.
We would each have our own stadium. We had a big enough lawn, big enough area on the farm. I had my own stadium.
Your own stadium.
I had my own stadium with a snow fence and
Erickson Memorial Coliseum.
Fowl Stadium. Well, one was Oak Park because it had oak trees around it. And I can't remember what the other names were. It was probably something funny.
That is awesome.
And then we had an indoor one when we no longer put hay in the hayloft, the hay mow in the barns. We had an indoor dome. We had it all going on the farm.
Were you the best hitter of the three?
Well, I was the oldest.
Yeah.
So, as far as power, I didn't hit for average. I hit for power. A lot of bombas, kind of like this year's twins, actually.
You were feast or famine guy.
Feast or famine, exactly. Yeah. So that was 53. The old wiffle ball was invented by David Milani Sr. for his 13-year-old son.
Love it.
They were great. One of the great inventions of all time.
Yes.
1985.
And then a couple of weeks later, we were chatting, and he just came up to me and said, I'm going to buy your songs, you know? And I went, yeah, great, you know, good one, and we just carried on.
But Michael was deadly serious. He amazingly outbid a perturbed Paul McCartney, paying around $50 million for his music. Today, that music is worth
big money. Michael Jackson outbidding Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono.
Wow.
For the catalog of Beatles songs. And after Michael Jackson died, it changed hands. And I believe Paul McCartney, if he hasn't acquired all of them, he has reacquired some of those songs within the last couple of years from Sony Music. But that was this date, 1985. 1994, we were surprised to find out that Saturn isn't the only planet that has rings in our solar system. Do you remember where you were when you heard, Neil, that Uranus has rings?
I remember vividly. It was an uncomfortable situation.
And I only pronounced it that way for comedic effect. I usually go Uranus.
Okay.
As somewhat of an astrology or astronomy fan. And I like astrology, too. But Uranus is how I like to go.
Okay.
So that was 1994, and that was courtesy of the Space Telescope Hubble. It was the Hubble that showed us the rings around Uranus. 1994, and then 97.
The jury recommends unanimously the following sentence. Death.
It's death for Tim McVeigh. Bulletin, CBS News. Death verdict. For Tim McVeigh.
Thank you for that bulletin, Dan Rather.
Dan Rather.
Timothy McVeigh sentenced to death this date for the 95 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City.
And it was carried out.
It was carried out. 1997, the sentencing. And then it was 4 years ago today.
The U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba is open for business again after more than half a century. Secretary of State John Kerry left Cuba last night for Washington after he attended the official raising of the American flag in Havana on Friday.
So 54 years that place was closed. And you know what? They had some Twinkies that were still there from before, and they were still good.
Still good.
They still, that was the first thing they did was eat some Twinkies.
Tremendous shelf life.
In 2015. Birthdays.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Seals and Cross very well could be the soundtrack to my childhood.
We had the album also.
It's Sounds of the 70s right here.
So good.
Dash Crofts, one half of the Seals and Crofts singing duo of the 70s. Dash Crofts is 79. How about some more harmonizing?
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Sounds like Daisy Dillman.
They do a great Crosby, Stills, and Nash salute and tribute, don't they?
They do.
This is David Crosby. Great mustache. He was in the Birds, and then he was in Crosby, Stills, Nash. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and then Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Very skilled.
A great vocalist because he just bounced all the way, all around the spectrum. I mean, he with different octaves and things like that. And if you got that skill when it comes to harmonizing, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
He's 78. Lynn Cheney is the second lady of the U.S.
Sure.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney. Lynn Cheney, his wife. They've been married 55 years, and she's been able to avoid being shot accidentally. Maybe she doesn't go hunting with her husband.
Well, she doesn't. She's smarter than
that. Are you sure about that? 78 for Lynn Cheney. Country singer Connie Smith.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about some friends I know in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Who's she married to, Neil?
Marty Stewart.
Yeah, she is. And Connie Smith is 77.
He's got to be like 18 years younger than she is, but
it works. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, it works.
But unfortunately, we barbers are not gods. You know, medicine is not an exact science, but we're learning all the time. Why, just 50 years ago, we would have thought your daughter's illness was brought on by demonic possession or witchcraft. But nowadays, we know that Isabel is suffering from an imbalance of bodily humors, perhaps caused by a toad or a small dwarf living in her stomach.
Steve Martin, one of his many, many, many appearances on Saturday Night Live. When I was a kid, I just thought he was a normal, not ready for primetime player.
Yeah.
And that laugh you heard was Jane Curtin, by the way. Steve Martin, 74. Speaking of Jane Curtin.
Just when you think there's no one around.
Her co-star in Kate and Ally, Susan St. James, is 73 today.
Very nice.
She was Kate. And you know, we heard Susan St. James earlier this week, that clip we had from Love at First Bite with George Hamilton.
Oh, that was her?
That was Susan St. James in that movie.
Very nice.
His eyes were bloodshot. Yeah, he's a vampire. She didn't know that at that time.
Right, right. Was she in McMillan and Wife, too?
She was also McMillan and Wife. Yeah, Susan St. James, 73. Happy birthday to here, to her. How about Huggy Bear? He was the informant for Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
He asked me to keep an eye on that Ferguson dude.
Yeah.
Well, word from the street is that he sweats ice water. He's mean, clean, and allergic to green. Unless it's the kind that comes in his regular police pay envelope.
You know, when you're a police informant on the streets, you got to think that he had to have his head on a swivel.
Right.
If you're Huggy Bear.
I mean,
you can't have a stiff neck. So Antonio Fargas, who was Huggy Bear, 73, the master of the cross-face chicken wing.
If there's anybody that can walk away or get out of that chicken wing once I get them pinioned to the mat, I'll retire from professional wrestling for good.
What a Backlund, Princeton's own, Bob Backlund.
You've interviewed him.
Yes, he was in this studio maybe a couple of years ago. We had him in here. He had a new book, and he was the master of the cross-faced chicken wing. Now, do you prefer your cross-faced chicken wings dry rub, or with the sauce? Do you like them wet?
I like them, a little sauce.
Bob Backlund is 70 today. I think there are some great things that came out of the 80s, but maybe the best thing that ever came out of the 80s was Jack A. Harry.
Name something you must have in order to live.
A man.
One of the seven wonders of the world.
A rich man.
Something that improves with age.
A young man.
A Christmas present you'd exchange.
An old man.
A condemned person's last request.
Amen.
That's 15 seconds. Let's see. That's Jack A. She went with just the one name for a long time from 227. Jack Hay is 63. Magic Johnson is 60 today. Magic Johnson, happy birthday to him.
Irvin.
Cindy Brady's on our list.
I was wondering, do you think I ought to have my ears pierced? Cindy, the last thing you need is two more holes in your head.
Oh, Marsha with a zinger.
So
Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, 58. One of your favorites, Halle Berry.
She's attractive.
You like her?
Yeah. 50, she's got it going on.
53 for her, Mila Kunis.
Hey, look, I got a letter from Dad. Dear Meg, for the first 4 years of your life, I thought you were a house cat.
Hey, Meg, watch.
Mila Kunis, 36. She's the voice of Meg. She's been on that 70s show and has done various other things and
lots of
movies.
Stuff.
But the voice of Meg, she could have that job probably until she dies because those cartoons go on. And on and on.
They do.
Mila Kunis, 36. And the genuflecting Tim Tebow is 32 today. He's the quarterback, now baseball, preacher, commentator, broadcaster.
Sure.
Heisman Trophy winner, too. He's 32 already, Neil.
Does
Whoa.
It? Oh, wow. Gone but not forgotten today. Naturalist Ernest Thompson Seton. Now, you may not know the name, but he gave us the Boy Scouts of America. So he was always ready and prepared. And that's who that was.
Ernest Boy Scouts Johnson have been in the news for all the wrong reasons.
They have. Lately. 1860 for Mr. Seton. Tony Award-winning actress Alice Ghostly.
You know, in our school play, I was the only sugar plum fairy wearing Dr. Scholl's. Well, peace on earth, goodwill toward feet.
That's a cameo. She had a recurring role as a social worker on Good Times, but many people remember her as Esmeralda.
Right.
She would sneeze, and all of a sudden, involuntary witchcraft is what she had on Bewitched. And do you also remember her as the mechanic who fixed up Grease Lightning in Grease? That's her.
That's her. Right. Okay.
Alice Ghostly.
She was in designing, did a cameo, or had a part in Designing Women, too, and The Graduate, the movie. 1926 for Alice Ghostly. And if you remember the Baltimore Orioles, and I despised them in the late 60s.
Yes, you did.
They beat the Twins 2 years in a row, three games to none in the playoffs.
Now, if those would have been best 4 out of 7, I predict the Twins would have come back at least one of those.
That would have been.
Because Baltimore had a horrible pitching staff.
Yes, they had four 20-game winners.
They only had three good pitchers.
Yeah. My goodness, they were tough. Earl Weaver was their manager, and he was not afraid to voice his displeasure with the umpires. One of the greats of all time there. Earl Weaver is a Baseball Hall of Famer. He was born on this day, 1930. They're gone, but certainly not forgotten.
Here's the quiz question, Almanac quiz for the Pine City Rodeo. You shoot up 35, take a left on Minnesota State Trunk Highway 70, and bam, you're at the Heidelberger Arena. For the Pine City Rodeo, it's closer than you think. And it's August 31st and September 1st. Mm-hmm. I have Sunday tickets here. The September 1st Sunday ticket, 4-pack Sunday, Pine City Rodeo. And the question is, on this date, 1994, the Hubble Space Telescope found that there are rings around one of our planets. What planet was that?
Mm-hmm.
And you can pronounce it either way.
However you'd like.
Whatever Be planet careful. That was, first caller with the correct answer, you win here on Bob FM, part of a Bob Almanac quiz. I'll be at the Richfield Legion today. Don't miss it, noon to 1. Come on out.
And be sure if when you go to the rodeo that Sunday to say hi to our own John Engen.
Our Bob FM Director of Equestrian Events will be there.
On that Sunday.
Once again. Sammy Kershaw, Third Rate Romance, Alabama, She Ain't Your Ordinary Girl, or we'll even go Oak Ridge Boys with their signature song, Elvira.
I'm going to go Alabama today.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.